This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend God's richest blessings to you from the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's service and our special DVD series, Basic Biblical Truths, will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
As you see how quickly life can be taken away from us, do you ever have serious thoughts about what life will be like after death? We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have given to us another Lord's Day. You have given to us your word, a word that reveals your will for our lives. And Father, we know that it is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ that we become yours, and it is through faith in Christ Jesus that we will live forever in the kingdom of heaven. We understand the way of salvation. We understand that glorious time when we will be with you, and there will be no sorrow, no suffering, no death. But, O God, there are so many little things that we don't know, and so we take a peek into eternity through your word. And we thank you for that one truth that perhaps most of us know, but it is good to have reassured again that in eternity there will not be the same types of things going on as we have here. Speak to us through your word, we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Friends in Christ. In our text today, Jesus is standing in the temple, teaching the people. Now, this was getting very close to his crucifixion. It probably could have been Tuesday of Holy Week, so there would only be 3-4 days left. Jesus, for 3 years, had been teaching the people about his own person, that he was the Son of God and the Savior of the world, that he was the only way to heaven, that he began to teach them how they should live and how they should love one another and how they should love God. But he also went on to perform many miracles, and the sick were made well and the hungry were fed, and so it went on. And then he finally came to the place where he was talking about the resurrection. That day in the temple, there were a group of Sadducees. Now, the Sadducees were supposedly the aristocracy of the people. They were wealthier. They were better trained in the academics of life. And they did not believe in the resurrection. So they came with this question. And this is a part of our text. Teacher, they said, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, the man must marry the widow and have children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first one married a woman and died. The second one and then the third married, and in the same way, seven died, leaving no children. Finally, the woman died too. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the seven were married to her? Now you can see that while there might have been many honest and sincere questions asked Jesus in those last hours of his life, this certainly was not one of them. It was a made-up question. Oh, I imagine that it would have been possible that such a thing could have happened, but likely very improbable. What did they want? It was an entrapping question. They wanted to catch Jesus. They were not sincere. They were anxious to expose him and to ridicule him. So that's the setting that you have. When our Lord heard that question, he was certainly up to it, and he answered this way. The people of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of taking part in that age and in the resurrection from the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage, and they can no longer die. For they are like the angels. They are God's children, since they are children of the resurrection. And they said no more. They went on their way. But in this answer that Jesus gives to their entrapping question, there are some, perhaps, emotions even for those of us who live 2,000 years later. What he is saying is this. In heaven, there is no continuity with the present age when it comes to marriage. Look at that text again. The people of this age, that's those of us who live on this earth now. We marry, but those who are considered worthy, believers in Jesus Christ, or of taking part in that age, and in the resurrection from the dead, there will be no longer marriage, and they will no longer die. In other words, to summarize it more clearly, in this age, we marry, and then we die. In the next age, which is in heaven, we will not marry, but we will never die. For we will be like the angels. And then he gives us this great, great, great particular blessing. We will be children of the resurrection. We will never, never die again. If we take a look at this and we realize that probably here we have some emotions. Now, maybe I don't understand fully. Probably you are not even interested in eternity and don't ask any questions. Maybe you don't like your husband or your wife and you say, well, isn't this grand? We're not going to have to be married in eternity. But I know that most often that is not the case. Jesus draws a real distinction between the two ages, the time on heaven and the time on earth and the time in heaven. This age and that age. and what we expect to have happen in heaven may not necessarily happen there. But in our sorrow and mourning, we often want this life just to be extended. Because in spite of the fact that it's had some of its difficulties, it has been a pretty good marriage. For example, two parents have died. And when they died, they really trusted the Lord Jesus. During the days that they were here on this earth, they married. They were active in the church. They loved the Lord Jesus. They had wonderful children. They too were active in the church. And it was a good family life. And then after many years of marriage, one got ill, and soon death entered into that family. In that age, they died. Now Jesus is saying, that's a reality. In heaven, then, you have to realize that Dad and Mom will not be married. Probably these children feel that's not something that I like. They had a good marriage here. Why can it not just continue on when they get to heaven? But God in His Word says, no, that's not the way it should be. I'm sure it's not going to be that emotional when we get there, and that is a reality. But it is perhaps a little bit emotional now. I can sense some of that. I came from one of those homes that was loving and kind. My father and mother loved one another, and they lived together for over 50 years. And I would love to think that when John and Lena, that was their names, got to heaven, they would continue right on and would await the family that was coming. That is a product of my own liking. That is a product of my emotion. That is not a part of the Word of God. So just the first time you hear it, it's something that you say, well, I don't like that very well. I want it to be the same there that it is here. And it will not be so. Now, what is Jesus anxious to say? He is anxious to say to these Sadducees, your question is so silly. It is mundane. It is something that doesn't make too much difference. What I want to tell you is that those who are worthy, and you know what that is? Those who are repentant of their sins, who trust Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, are going to be in heaven. And in heaven, there will be no dying. There'll not be any marriage either, but there will be no dying. Just stop and think of it. We cannot begin to comprehend it. There will be no suffering. There will be no death. All will be well, and we'll be in the presence of God. And that was a comfort that Jesus brought to his good friend Martha when she said to him, our family isn't going to be able to continue on anymore. You won't be able to come to Bethany and sit down and talk with our brother Lazarus, whom you love so much and who loved you, while Martha was out in the kitchen making dinner and Mary was sitting at your feet. And Jesus simply says to her, Martha, your brother is going to rise again. This is only a temporary setting right here on this earth. And as you read through the scriptures, friend, I wonder if you don't see again and again what our Lord is trying to say. Yes, we have given to you this good world in which we live. We do not want to minimize it. We want you to leave it better than when you came. We want there to be justice. We don't want to see people sick and dying because of the lack of some things that are needful in life. We do not want to have the poor. Those things are the root and the cause of sin. But in spite of all of this, you people have come to really love this world. It's imperfect, and there are things that you are trying to change, and in some cases have made pretty good changes, but it's still imperfect. But when you get to heaven, it will be perfect, just exactly the way that God wanted it to be. You have to realize that. And you have to realize that you read so many of these things in. This is what our Father is saying. This is the showing that while this life is worth much, it is not the climax of it all. Therefore, be ready. And so I have come to suffer and to die for the sins of the world. I have come that you might go to heaven. So don't think so much about these things here, as much as you may love them, in comparison with what is before you. In other words, put your eyes on Christ and where he is leading you. And remember that you have many emotions that have gotten mixed up with the truths of God's holy word. And these have almost become real dogmas for you that cannot and should not be, for they will not last. Now somebody says, well, in the first place, I'd like to ask you, why in the world did you choose a text like this? And believe me, I have asked myself that question several times in the preparation of these remarks that I am bringing to you today. Somebody may say, you know, I would much rather have heard a sermon on the 23rd Psalm. My heart is heavy today, and I am here, and I want to know what to do with this heaviness. And you're not saying very much to me about that. Listen next Sunday, and we'll try to address something like that. But this is a text that is chosen as part of what we call the lectionary. And the lectionary is a group of texts chosen for every single Sunday of the church year. And thousands of churches follow the lectionary. Our friends in the Roman Catholic Church will be following this same text. Those in the Greek Orthodox Church will be hearing these very same words. Others in the Protestant denominations, besides our Lutheran church, will follow the lectionary. In other words, the church fathers who put together this lectionary said, it is important that from our churches we have the preaching of the full counsel of God. And the full counsel must include, once in a while, a peek into eternity. And that is so that we do not become so captured with all of the good blessings that God gives us while we are here that we will first forget what is before us. And so, friend, this text comes at about this time of the year. It should bring us comfort, shouldn't it? Shouldn't it bring us the comfort that far exceeds probably even a beautiful psalm like Psalm 23? Just to think that while I look at all the perfection here, that I know there awaits me in heaven a home where I will live with God forever, and he will be mine, and I will be his. Friend, that's something that takes the breath away from us. We can't understand it. But with all these things around about us, and with all this family and friends who have endeared themselves to us, how can we separate with the thought that never will we have that same relationship again? All I can say is that God has a lot of good things in store for us while we're here, to be sure, and we have tasted well of that. But he has other good things waiting us when we come to be with him forever in the kingdom. Amen. Father, we thank you that we have been made children of God by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are grateful for the blessings experienced here in this age. They have so endeared us to this life that we dream of a continuation in the life that is to come. But today you give us a glimpse into that new age where we will be children of the resurrection. Help us to think seriously of that vast eternity with you and even the greater blessings we will have there. Hear us as together we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
Light, you wander.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message comfort and guide you as you walk in fellowship with the Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your prayers and gifts. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. We are also offering our special DVD series, Basic Biblical Truths. This 5-set DVD video set is available for a suggested donation of $10 per program. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 71st year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.